En daf yuda mit beis vayehi bimeach ha-shveirosh omar rab levi vitemer rab yonasan dovezeh meseiros biyodeinu me'anshe knesses ha-gdoile kol mokem shenema vayehi einei ela loshen tzar. The word vayehi is a loshen tzar. The Masha says because could be vai, hey, but these are two different words. Each one is a Lashon Tzar. The Reish Yosef wants to say, we find the Vahoy is a Lashon Simcha, and Vayehi is a Lashon Tzar. So the Reish Yosef wants to say, we find the Shem Havaya, the Shem Vav, the Vavke of the Shem Havaya, that's Kulei Rachmim. And the Yudke is Din Me'urev Berachmim. And if so, Vahoyo is, we have the it was Behepech, it says the Vovke, and then the Yudke, so that's Simche. Vayehi is, we take the Oisius Havai, and it's Behepech. There's no Seder, it's not Yudke, it's Hey Yud. And then, Vayehi is also no Seder Eistis. So Memele, that's why if there's no Seder, so that's why that's a Loshen Tzar. Vachsma, I once saw, I can't recall where I saw it, the difference between Vayehi and Vahoyo, the Vahoyo is a Loshen Simcha, Vayehi is a Loshen Tzar, is because Bemison Yehi is a Loshen Osid, it should be. And the Vav is a Vav HaMahapach. So what's the Vav HaMahapach? That we don't want it to be. We want it to be past history. We don't want it to continue. So that's a Loshen Tzar. I don't want it to continue. Vahoyo is a Loshen Simcha. That means what was before. It's a Vav HaMahapach. I don't want it to remain in the past. I want it to continue. It should be like this. So Vahoyo is a Loshen Simcha and Vayehi is a Loshen Tzar. Ein el Loshen Tzar. Vayehi bimeach ha-shveirosh, hava homon, so there the tzar was homon. Vayehi bimei shvoit ha-shoiftim, hava rov, there was a hunger. Vayehi kohochel ha-odom lo-roiv, and it says later, vayar Hashem ki rabo roas ha-odom. The Sfasemis is Moira, why does the Gemara jump to later? It says later what they were doing, that they took Noshim, which they shouldn't have done. That's the Chet. So if the Gemara wants to say what the Tsar was, so the Gemara should bring down what the Odom it says what they did. Why does it bring down the Pasuk later, V'yar Hashem ki rabo roas ha-odom? So Svasemis wants to say, could be he wants to be Magdal the Chet, that Vayar Hashem, the Shem Havai is the Midas Arachmim, that Afilu Vayar Hashem ki Rabba Ros Odom. That was the Goydal Chet. The Goydal Chet was so great that Afilu Vayar Hashem ki Rabba Ros Odom. So therefore it's a Loshen Tzar. Vayehi bin Nosom Mikedem is Oven Ivnalonu Ir. So that was the one to the by the Deraf Logge. Vayehi b'mayam rofel, osu milchoma. Vayehi b'yoyis Yeshua b'yerichoi, v'char b'yishlufa b'yodoi. So Rashi says, v'char b'yishlufa, v'tziyaroi, and this was a sar tzvo Hashem, v'tziyaroi, there was sar to Yeshua, shayichichoi, al bitul teire, V'tomit shal bein arbayim, k'da omal el bepirkin. That's also a Zaloshen Tzar. V'ayhi Hashem es Yehoshua, v'ayimolu b'nei Yisrael. V'ayhi ish echad min haromosayim. So what's the Tzar over there? Ki eschana oi v'Hashem sogarachmo. So that was a Zaloshen Tzar. V'ayhi kasher zoken Shmuel, Lehol Chubonov Bidrochov. Vayhi David Lechol Derochov Maskil. Vashem Imoy. So what's the Tzar over there? Fakert, that was a Sibbe Vayishol Oyein as David. Rashi says, "Vi David lechol derovach maske v'Hashem imoich." See, person be yishol oyin as David b'shvil atzlochosay. So the etzem atzloche was tzar, because this brought about vi yishol oyin as David looked at him ba'ayin ro. Vayi ki yoshav hamelach v'beisoy. So what's the tzar over there that he wanted to build a beis hamikdash? So it says, "Rak ato loisivne habayis." You won't be able to build the bayis. Ata sivnali bayis b'shifti. That's the girsa here. Is poshe pshat is that's the tzar that David had yearned to build the Beis HaMikdash. And he was told that he's unable to build the Beis HaMikdash. Perhaps we could be mamik a little bit more on this. Rav Dessler brings a meir de kemedrish that the Medrash says that David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbeinu Shalom told him that he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. Harbei domim shafachta. So David HaMelech asked, so that was wrong. He was a shefach domim. He did the wrong thing. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, no, it was very choshev. It was like kishritas kodonis. It was very choshev. So David asked, so why can't I build the Beis HaMikdash? So Rabbi Shalom said, because if you're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, you'll never become Chod. So David Melech said, not the Rabbi. So Rabbi Shalom said, no, Klal Yisrael needs a Beis HaMikdash that will become Chod, because eventually they'll be doing Chatoim, and their only Hatzolah will come out as Shofach HaMosi Aleitzim Vavonim. If you're going to build a Beis HaMikdash that can't become Chod, is Rahman and Itzlon, so then the Kliya will have to be on Sinai Yisrael. So Memele, so that is why you can't build the Beis HaMikdash. It would seem that the Lomdus was that David HaMelech, there was nothing that was able to hold him back from doing Rotzon Hashem. He was Habidomim Shafacht, he went with Mesiris Nefesh. So Memele, so Abayis that he would build also, nothing would be able to destroy it, like nothing was able to hold back David to do the Rotzon Hashem. So could be this Atalei Sivna Abayis is not only a personal tzar that he's unable or unworthy to build the Beis HaMikdash. The way the Medrash says, Fakerta was a gilui that Klal Yisrael, that this is the Beis HaMikdash that can be built now, was only a temporary Beis HaMikdash and there will not be a Dovo Shel Kayome. So Fakerta, so this was a gewaldike tzar, not only a personal tzar, but a tzar about this idea what the matzav of Klal Yisrael is and what and how the nitzrius of the Beis HaMikdash that at the present time that we cannot have a Beis HaMikdash nitzri. Vachsi vayihi bayoyim hashmini. It says vayihi bayoyim hashmini v'sanya oisei hayoyim oiso simcha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki yoyim shenivru boi shamayim v'oretz. Sivocha vayhi bayoyim hashmini, sivhosam v'yere v'yivoyke yoymech. So this was bayoyim hashmini was a simcha lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I state in the Baraisa, so how does this stem with the Mesoiris? So the Gemara says, Hashochiv nodo v'aviyu. The Chaim HaKadosh in this week's Sedra, Parsha Shmini, he asks on the Gemara, the Bereise, the Gemara is asking Gakashe from Vehi Bayoim Hashmini. So but that's him, there was no Kashe. So the Kashe was of a Besanya. Because of a Bereise. The Bereise says that this was Oysa Yoim Oysa Simcha Vnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kem Shinivra Boi Shemaim Vaoretz, because of Gzeir Shabbat. So the whole Kashe, the whole kasha of the Gemara from this pasuk is from the Braise, and that what the Braise knew that it was a Yom Shel Simcha is because it's a Gzeirah Shoveh from Vayere Vayivoyker. So why do you have to ask like this? So he asks straight. It says Vayere Vayivoyker. Vayere Vayivoyker, it seems that alone that Zicha is a Simcha. B'shas Briya Seilam, the Zicha was a Simcha. The Braise is only telling us that there was a similar simcha by the binyan by the by Yom HaShmini. There was a similar simcha. But the Gemara should have asked directly from this pasuk. And this pasuk we don't have a teretz. Later the Gemara asks the kasha. This kasha the Chaim HaKodesh asks. Agavuche, he wants to say that the Gemara already knew, later the Gemara is going to differentiate between Vayehi Bimei and Vayehi, that Vayehi Bimei is Zichar Loshen Tzar. So therefore the Gemara wanted to avoid this kasha, avoid this teretz, maybe you'll tell me this teretz. So the Gemara asked already from Vayehi Bayoim, so he holds Vayehi Bayoim is equivalent to Vayehi Bimei. And if there's some mele, so if you, and here it says that it's a loshen simcha. The Gemara says that it was not a simcha, it was a tzah, a shochiv, nodo, v'aviv. Agav uche, the Chaim HaKodesh wants to say, wants to be moisif on our Gemara, that could be there was another tzah also, a moiridika, a Chaim HaKodesh. He says, could be vayhi beyoy mashmini was another tzah. He says, by Yom HaShmini, this was the zman that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Kohune La'arin Olavonov. This was already, this was with the Avodah Hashem HaShmini, there was Eichel LeKohune LeDeiris Eilo. And he says, till then, I'm not geret wegen the fun, but it wasn't Lamaise. By Yom HaShmini, this is when it became the Makkah Bepatish. So he says, Amoyer de Kezach, he says, Amoyer de Kezach, Amoyer de Kezach, that means realizing that he had the opportunity to be the Kohen, and the Kohune would come out of him. And because he was Mesarev, when Rabbeinu Shloilom sent him to take Adin out of Mitzrayim, so because of the Tzirav, he lost everything. He lost Kune, Loyal, Zarei. He says, realizing the godless of Kohune, and that he could have had it, and he lost it. He says, was Amir de Ketzah. And he says, I, Moshe Rabbeinu, was a tzaddik and an onov. He says, Abba, he had a leiv margish. And he felt it. And they said, that's pshat in the Vayehi. And that was taki, he had Amir de Ketzah. That's what he wants to say, pshat. Afapika, and he did the rotzen Hashem with Amir de Ketzah. But he says, there was Amir de Ketzah. That's he wants to be Moisef. And the Vayehi was a loshen tzah. Fragt die Gemorre, wo ich sie, weil je hi, bischmeine im Schoene, wa arba meie Schoene. So, this was by the Binyan Habay, no tzar there, jem ksonosi, jem simches liboi, wo ich sie, weil je kashero, jake, vesrochu. So here the Achoinem, the Rishash, the Yagos Yaivitz ask, what's the problem over here? And a few psukim later, it says, Vayisa koile vayeik. And Rashi says, Tzofa beruach ha-kodesh, that she won't be zoiche likovari moi. Or there was a time of a bechia because Eliezer Abed Avrom came with Asori Gmalim, and he came with nothing. So they ask, what's the cash over him? He cried because of this matzah. So lemaisa, there's a lot of vayehis in some of the sheshi may be reishis. There was no tzar. Omar Ravashi, El Omar Ravashi. Kol vayehi ikahochi veikahochi. Vayehi bimei einoi elo loshen tzal. That's my other say pshat, there's a loshen amedrish, that when it says vayehi, if it's a tzar, ein tzar godloi menu, if it's a simcha, ein simcha godloi menu. Al kaponim eistis, it is lemaisa, there's a mashmois of tzar, and there's a mashmois but this is a mashmois of simcha also. Above vayhi bimei, that's only einay ela loshen tzar. Chamisha vi bimei haba, vi bimei achashveirosh, vi bimei shvoit hashoiftim, vi bimei amrofel, vi bimei ochos, Och as then it says that the Umis came to Ola Melech Ritzin, to be Loichem and Ochas, and Hibi Meir Yochim, that already was by the Nebu of Yirmi and the, of the Golas. So Memele, so this is only a Losh, this is a Meseiris, Ein El Losh and Tzah. Masho seems to say that the reason is because the Vahi is Meyuta, could have said, be May. Vayehi is a as the Yitta we darshan that it's a Loshon Tzar. The Goyen Yaakov wants to say that Ian Yaakov wants to say that that Vayehi be May Vayehi May Achashverish. So it seems when Miyaches the days to Achashverish, that means Klal Yisrael did not have good days. These days were days you're in Meach HaShveirish, they weren't Yomim Lonu. So that's why it's a Loshen Tzah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Levi. Dover zem Meseiris b'yodeinu mi'abiseinu amoitz v'amatsye achim havet. That these two were brothers. Amoitz was the father of Yeshaya Novi, and Amatsya was a melech. So Lamay Nav Kamine, Mai Kamash Malon, Ki Hoda Omar Av Shmuel Ban Achmeini, Omar Av Yenison, Kol Kalo Shi Tznua Beveis Chameho, Zeiche V'yoytzim Mimeno Melochim Unevim. So be Zeiche that they should come out from Melochim Unevim. Minolon Mitamo. Dersi vayirea Yehude vayachshevea lezayno ki chisiso ponel. So the pashto of the call would seem that why was yachshevea lezayno? Because was chisiso ponel. So the fakert, mishum de chisiso ponel vayachshevea lezayno, fakert, azayno is megale. So ela mishum de chisiso ponel beveis chameo, they have a yodalo. So why was vayachshevea lezayno? Because he didn't If he would have recognized her, if he would know how she looked beveisais, he would never think that she's a zayne. But it never entered his mind that this should be tomo, because the kisses of paner will I have a yodalo. Izochso v'yotso mimenu malachim unevim. So she was zayche that it came out from her malachim unevim, malachim midavid. Neviim d'omar ablevi miseiris biyodeinu mi'abiseinu omitz v'amatshi achim hoyu. Chsiv chazoin yishayo ben omitz. The pashtus is the Gemara says later that if it says a novi ben someone else, so he's also a novi. So that's the loshen rabim of Neviim. Yotzo mimeno Neviim. Agabuchel, we see Amir de Kazakh that the Cheshbonis of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that for a Pu'ula of Tznius, an Hog of Tznius, that Tomor was Misnaig Beveis Chomer, thousands of years before, is she was zeiche, later she was zeiche to the kesher, but she was zeiche to descendants, Nevi'im and Melochim, that was because of a maisa that happened much before the Rabbeinu Shalom Halt Cheshbin, and when the time comes, she is zeiche for such descendants because of this midah of Tznius. The Ben Yehuda says that it could be the midah connected midah. The Harinian of Tznius was she did not want to be marshal anyone. That's why she was at Tznue. So the tafkid of a melech, the tafkid of a novi is to lahasir michshailis. The melech is ben odom lachaveiroi, novi is ben odom lamokim, is panu derech rimi michshel. So that's the tafkid of a melech and a novi. So since she wanted to be meisim michshelis, she was zeiche to melachim and neviim. interesting, the Gemara says that who's the v'yoytzim imenu melochim and nevi'im? Melochim mi David. Came out melochim from David. And why don't the David was also a melech? Why don't we start the meluch? The meluch started from David. Melochim mi David. Others say David Bechlau wasn't supposed to live. That he got to 70 years of life from Mother Marishin. So that what David, the Malchus of David, we can't be Miyachas to her because Bechlau didn't have a schus of Kiyum. But me David, the Malachim that came from David, that already, that's her schus. The Omar Rab Levi Davar Zeh Meseiris B'Yodeinu Maviseinu Mekayim Oren Einu Min Amide. That the Oren did not take up place in the Kodesh Kadosh. Tanya Nami Hochi. We learned in Abaraisa Oren Sh'Osa Moshe Yesh Loi Eser Ames L'Chol Ruach. That the Baraisa says that the Oren of Moshe Rabbeinu, when there wasn't the Kodesh Kadoshim, we'll see in Rashi, was mamish in the middle of the Kodesh Kadoshim, and Ruchsiv, and it says, V'lifnei ha-dvir, the Mechitza that was magdal between the Heichel and the Kodesh Kadoshim, Esrim Amo Eirech, Ve'esrim Amo Reichel. So we see from the Baraisa, and the Baraisa says, so that was the length and width of the Kodesh Kadoshim, was 20 Amis. And the Baraisa says, Tanya Nami Hochi Orin Shosa Moshe Yeshlei Esa Amis L'chol Ruach. That means it was in the middle, and on all four sides, there was 10 Amis. So how could there be on all four sides 10 amis if the Oren alone had a mide? So we see from the Baraisa that ain't a min amide, it did not take up any place. Now it says further, Uchsiv, Knaf akru ve'echod esa amis. Knaf akru ve'echod esa amis. Arin gufa eicha have koi, alolav shmamino b'nesa yo'imit. Now, this is a very shveri gemara. First of all, there's no such pasuk. The pasuk in Malachim, when it speaks about, this pasuk is speaking about the kruvim that Shleim HaMelech had made, that were standing in the Kodesh Kadoshim, were standing on the side of the, on the two sides of the Oren. The Pasuk says that each Konof was 5 Amos. And together, from one Konof to the other Konof, there was 10 Amos. Then the Pasuk says that the Kanfei HaKruv, of each kruv, of the both kruvim, on one side it touched the kir of the Kodesh Kadoshim, the wall of the Kodesh Kadoshim. So that means it was 5 amas away from the wall. And then the other two knafayim touch one another. So that means the two knafayim of the kruvim, which was standing in the Kodesh Kadoshim, filled up the whole length of the Kodesh Kadoshim. So the Gemara in Baba Basra has a problem. Now how can that be? L'chayre, the kruvim alone also had a oivi. That means the Gemara understood that the kruvim, the knafayim of the kruvim went out of the sides of the kruvim. So the guf akruvim also took up space. So how could you have 5, 5, 5, 5, which that alone adds up to 20, and then you had the guf akruvim also. So the Gemara Baba Basra says that the guf akruvim is also ein min amida, member of Shmuel.
That's another member. That's a kashin. That's a teretz. Now, we didn't speak about the kruvim. We're speaking about Rab Levi's memre. Rab Levi's memre is that the orin is ein min amid. Fine. Now, how did the kruvim come in? So perhaps you'll say that there's another problem, another raya. A raya that the Orn was einem in amide, because if the kanfei hakruvim, let's say between each kruv, the kanfei kruvim was all together was 20 ames, so memele, so there was no place for the Orn. That's lacher the ritas loshen agemore. There's no place for the Orn, so memele, so we have to say another raya. So the first raya is from a baraisa. That the Baraisa says that there were 10 Amis from the Yoran on all four sides. And then we have arrived from the Posik. The Kamfei Akruvim were 20 Amis, and so where was their place for the Yoran? So this is Turiyev and Tainis. He doesn't understand the problem. There's no problem whatsoever. He says that the Yoran was Amo Vecheitzi. The Goiva was Amo Vecheitzi. So let's say, and the Kaperis was a Tefach, so you have 10 Tvachim was the Goiva of the Oren. The Kaperis, another 10 Tvachim, Seichichin, with the Kaperis was 10 Tvachim. And then there was the Kruvim which were on the Kaperis, the Seichichin, there were Seichichin on the Kaperis, there's another 10 Tvachim, so you have 20 Tvachim. So that was the height of the Oren. The kruvim which Shlomo Melech had made, these kruvim were 10 amos tall. So Memele, and their knafayim was ilavi reshayu, that was over their heads. So what's the problem? You don't have any rider or neinim in amida from the kruvim. If the kruvim would have been the same height of the orin, so Memele, we have a problem. So how could the kanfei kruvim touch one another, so the oren was in the way. It's a raya that oren ain't min amide, but the goiva of the oren was of the most 20 tvachim. The goiva of the kruvim were 10 amis, 60 tvachim. So memele, so there's no problem. So therefore, the Turiyevin says that this is a grais, this is a shibush. That means we have to be geiris as follows. So there was only 20 Amis, and the Baraisa says that there were 10 Amis from each side of the Or. Is Or in Gufa Hecha Vekoi, Alalav Shema Mino B'nei Soya Imit. And this Rsiv Knaf HaKruv, he's Meichik. Let us see Rashi. Melame Shekises Oponer Beveis Chamel, Afikach Lehikira Achshav. Sh'av bebeisoi leiro poneo sheyehei makiro. Einoi min hamide eini oicheis lemayit midis kalke lechol tzdodov klub. It wasn't memayit anything. Kedektoni, like the Baraisa says, yesh lo yesa ameis lechol ruach. And Rashi says, be'emtza beis kotshei hakadoshim hoyo yoyshei. The Oren was mamish be'emtzan, the right in the middle. The yesh revach beinoy lebeinak solim eser amis l'chol tzat. So in all four directions there was es amis. V'chol abayis eina elo chof al chof. Nimtza she'enei memayit klum. Lifnei advir chalal beis kodesh hakadoshim. The cholol that's from the dvir. He hamechitza hamavdeles bein hakodesh ubein kodesh hakadoshim. So that's lifnim in hadvir. So that was the eschimama.
Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochanan posach lo pischa lahai parashosa mehoche. Rashi says posach lo pischa, שהירויצה לדרויש בעניין הגרס פורים או ימסך לדרויש מקרו זה. The Sfas Emes wants to say that פוסח לא פיסח להי פרשוסו, that means to get a פסח into the פרשה, to understand the עמק of the פרשה. So the פסח was from this פוסח case. So this פוסח was able to be פסח into the פרשה. וקמתי עליהם סקוינג אביחרתי לבובל שם ושאר ונין ונכת נאום השם. שם זה הכסב, שאר זה לושן, נין זה מלכוס ונכת זו ושתי. לנסי רשי, זה הכסב, אין להם כסב, they don't possess their own ksav. Nin loshin memshala, v'chein yinayin shmoy yimshel v'yigdal. Let us see Teisviz. Sheir ze loshin. Koshe shedayin heim mesaprim bebovel b'loshin aramis. V'hem a loshin. V'nira d'reitza loyma loshin malchus. There was a royal loshin. שהמלוכים משתמשים בוי, שאין שער האום מכירים בוי. So that's, perhaps that's the shame also, the ksav also, there was a royal language which was מיוחד for the מלוכים. The Chidah in Pesach Einayim wants to say, perhaps we can understand, that's the המשך. והכרעתי, Bovel shame usher v'nin v'nechet, that the reason that Nechet is going on Vashti was Nichras, that was because they didn't have a shame usher. He explains as follows. The Pasuk says, when Haman tainted that you have to kill Vashti, they heard what Vashti said. Now Vashti said a mouthful then. Vashti was very insulting over there that who Achashverosh was, he was a Reyechazerim, and she said a mouthful, and she said it in Lufnei Amveden, they're going to say over whatever she said. So the Pesach Einayim says that that's the Hemshah. If she would only speak in a royal language, or would have a royal language, so no one would know what she's saying. So Memela, so wouldn't be Hichrati Nechet. So she would have remained alive. So what just, she was just speaking to the messengers that Ahasuerus sent. But since Hichrati, Shem Usher, so Memela, so that brought about that it was a chros of Vashti also. That's what the Pesach Einayim says. What Ksav is called Shem, and Sher is called Loshen, the Marsha explains that there are two ways one can relate to someone. You can send them a letter to a Ksav. So then the Iker Raya and the authenticity of the Ksav is the Shem, the Chsimus HaShem. So that's why the Ksav is Kori Shem. She'er is a Loshen Kirov, that you can tell someone closely, that you can be close to him. That's why Loshen is called She'er. The Megillah Storim, so it wants to say that Be'etzim Chazal are telling us that the whole Megillah is one has to learn the whole Megillah to know the Ishtalshlus Hadvorim. He said, Ksav is Tzav is dover hakayim lezikoren. That is the union of Tzav. That's something that was recorded, that will remain forever. Sheer is a loshen, it's not a dover hakayim, but al kaponim, it's a shirayim, it's a loshen. From this al kaponim, we could remember what once had been. So the pasuk is explaining that there were two achroses, brichati shem uksav, shem usher. So that's going and then it goes on nin v'nechet. So there was a achrose that the first Nebuchadnezzar did not leave over a ben haroi lemalchus. If there'd be a ben haroi lemalchus, some mele, then there would be a ksav. That means then there would be, this malchus would be a dover shel kayoma. Because he left over a ben melech. If he would have left over al kaponim an neched, so she's al kaponim an eshes ha melech, and the melech is a chasan of the previous melech, so that's also a type of a zikorin of the previous malchus. A ksav is a zikorin shel kayoma. Now, kaponim, that's called, it's recorded, it's al kaponim, a sheir is called al kaponim, even though it's the malchus will automatically be taken away, it'll go to her descendants, which is not, if she's a bas melech, it'll go to the bnei hamelech. But kaponim, it's a sheir, it's a shirayim of the zikaron, what had occurred till now. And so nin v'neched is a pirish, how the hachrosa of shem or sheir was. That's how the Megillah Storim says pshat. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini posach lo pischa lahai parshase mehoche. Tachas hanatzutz yale v'roish, Besachas asirpod yala hadas. Now, poshipshat natsutz is a type of a thorn, and sirpod is also a type of a thorn. And bimkaim these kaitzim, these thorns, yala veroish, and yala hadas. Is tachas homan haroshe sheosa atzmoy avedezore. Tachsiv uvachol anatsutzim uvachol analoilim. Here it means also types of thorns. Someone is moire, why is this natsutzim more mabur that it means avaydezorah than the natsutz of the previous person? Yale v'roish, zemotchai. Shenikra roish l'chol apsomim. That bimkoimoi shel homon kem motchai. How does that come into the roish? Shenema va'ata kach lecha b'somim roish, mor de roish. B'tageminon, mori dachya. So, mor de roish, that's oisis mor v'chai, and that's b'somim roish, that's from the roish ha-b'somim. Bein Yaakov brings down from someone that, Chelbene is gematria homon, also from the Samamone Haktoires. Perhaps the Indian is that even though the Chelbene is Reichai Ra, but it also contributes to the Reach. And homon, with all his Ra, was Gdeila Soros Hatabas, Yosem Imemches Neviim. He contributed a lot. So it could be that we're speaking about Milas of Psomim, he was doing to the Chelbenim. Tachas asirpo, tachas vashti horisha, bas benoi shon nebuchadnetza horoshe, shesoref refidas beis Hashem. He burnt refidas beis Hashem, that's the Mishkov. Mokim Ashros Ashchine, Tchsiv Refidosoi Zohar. Refidosoi Zohar is going on the Kapoires. the Shechina was Shaira ben Beis HaKruvim, Yala Hadas zu Esther Atzadeikes Shenikreis Hadas, Shenema V'yemen Es Hadas. The Pesach Einayim brings down a Kashem. He says, L'cheiret, Chazal Adashing the Pusik, the first half of the Pusik is speaking about the Aliyah of Mordechai b'mkayim Homo. Tachas Anatsus is going on home and made himself an Avodah Zorah, Yala V'roish, that's Mordechai. And then the second is going, Tachas Vashti, who came Esther. So he asks, L'cheiret, the Seder was fakert. First, Aliyah of Vashti came, the Aliyah of Esther from Vashti came before the Aliyah of Mordechai from Haman. So he wants to say one Torah that Chazal tell us that Mordechai told Esther that she should not tell Achashverosh that she descends, where she descends from. So, Chazal tell us that Achashverosh, he didn't know what her yichus was, so he never spoke with her directly. Maybe it's not Lefi Kvoido to speak with her. But later, afterwards, when he found out that she's a descendant of Shaul HaMelech, so then he started speaking with her. Then he spoke with her directly, so she's from royal blood, so now he could speak with her. So he wants to say that what Esther was b'mokim Vashti, that came after Mordechai came b'mokim Homo. So that means, so the Seder is good. That, I mean, till, even though before she became Malka, but she wasn't Tachas Vashti, because he wouldn't speak with her, so she wasn't the Madrega Vashti. So this came about, the Seder was, first Tachas Hanatsus Yala Barosh. The Megillah Storim says that Chazal tell us that Kozman Shizari Shalamole Kayim Ein Hashem Sholem, and it's impossible that the Yeshua should come out Kozman that they're around. So the pasuk is telling us that the first had to be Tachas Hanatzut Yala Baroish. And Tachas Asir Pajal Hodas, that means when they were first gotten rid of, when they first you had to have that they were Mesulik, then Mordechai could have an Aliyah, then the Yeshua could come about. The Yeshua had to come about after their Mapola. And the Zaklal, before a Mapola, one has a Hisgabras. The Goin in Mishlei says, Pshat the Pasuk, Livnei Shever Goin. Before Rabbi Yishlon sees that a Rosh has a Mapola, he's Magbiyah him. That the Mapola should be greater. So that what the Pasuk had to tell us of the godless of Vashti, the godless of Homon, that was Kidei to be Misaviv the Mapola, that afterwards it could come out Yala V'Roish and Yala Hadas. V'hoyo L'Hashem L'Shem Zu Mikra Megile Lois Oilam Lo Yikoreis Eilu Yemei Purim. V'hoyo L'Hashem L'Shem Zu Mikra Megile. So the Masha Dachsma says Pshat that Emerson in the Megillah alone, there's no Haskoras Hashem. So Vohoyo, so the Pasuk says Vohoyo Lashem Lashem. In where are we masker the Shem Hashem? So we masker it through the Mikra Megillah, the Broche we make. On the Megillah, that is the Kriyas Shem Hashem on the Megillah. The Megillah was not, was either because of the Malchus they weren't able to be Maskil the Shem, or the Mechias Amolek was not
Shleimus, that's where the Shem was not written in the Megillah. But Al Koponim, so the Shem is through the Mikra Megillah, through the Kriya with the Bracha, that's Vahoyah L'Hashem L'Shem. Others say Pshat, L'Shem is a Loshen Shvach. Vahoyah L'Hashem L'Shem Zu Mikra Megillah. The Gemara asks later, why don't we say Hallel in Purim? The Gemara says, Kriyasa Zui Hilula. Vahoyah L'Hashem L'Shem. What is the shame? What is the shvach? For the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and the Nes HaPurim, Mikra Megillah, Kriyasa Zui Hilula. Lo'ois Olam Lo'yi Koreis, Elu Yimei Purim. And here, the Maratz Chayis, and others say that this is the Mekir, that the Medrash says that Kol HaMayadim B'Teilem, or B'Purim Lo'yi Botu. Here, this is the Mekir, Lo'ois Olam Lo'yi Koreis. Rabbi Yeshua, what does Rashi say? We learned the Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, posach lo pischa lai parshas amehoche. Vohoyo kasher sos Hashem aleichem lehetiv eschem, kein yosis lohora eschem. Umichodi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mapolosen shel rishoy, Yosis Lohora, Voksiv Betseis Lefnei HaCholotz, Voimrim Hoidu LaShem Kili Oilom Chazdoi. Come back in a minute to this passage. Gomer Rabbi Yochanan, Ibnei Ma'aloi Nemar Ki Toiv Bohido Zu, Vishen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach, Voksiv Betseis Lefnei HaCholotz, Voimrim Hoidu LaShem Kili Oilom Chazdoi, Gomer Rabbi Yochanan, Ibnei Ma'aloi Nemar Ki Toiv Bohido Zu. Why didn't say Hoidu LaShem Ki Toiv? Lefishen Kadosh Baruch Hu Sameach B'Mapolosen Shel Rishoy. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Maidach Siv Leikorav Zel Ze Kol Alaylo Bikshu Malach HaYashore Yisloi Meshire Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu Maise Yodai Toivin B'Yom Bat Moimrim Shire. So what is Pshat is Ken Yosis. The Debishul be Yosis Lohoreschem. Ami Abelozo, who ain't a source, Abelacherem Mesis. The Dekanam Dersiv Kain Yosis, like Siv Yosis. Shma Mino, it's going to Rabbein Shalom was Mesameach them, that they should have a simcha to motivate them to do it. As Medrash Yosef says, because if they wouldn't have a simcha, perhaps they wouldn't do it, and Pekeltis was necessary to be Meir Klal Yisrael to tshuva, so it's Yosis. What does Rashi say? B'tzeis lefnei hacholotz, b'yoshofet k'siv b'divrei hayome, k'shiyotza lehilochem alo amoinim v'agivoinim shebo olof. He went to have Muhammad, hoidu l'ashem ki toiv, mashme toiv, sheyekalsu l'fon of alzois. It's a good thing to be meshabech d'rabbi nishloilom. And here, since it's speaking about the demapole, so it doesn't say ki toiv. Achere meisish k'nishchai v'kli b'mehom en hoyeveyem smeichim lahem. Just, I'd like to mention a little bit what happened over there in Divrei Hayomim, B'tzeis Lefnei HaCholotz. It says in Kapitel Chof, in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Vahi achei chen bo b'nei moyov, b'nei amoin, v'imon me amoinim, al yohi shofet l'amulchom. So they came, b'nei moyov, b'nei amoin, amoinim, ויבואו ויגידו לישופת לאמר, בוא הולכו המון רב מעבר ליום, מירום, והינם בחצץ אין תומו, היא אין גדי. ויירו, so he had a גבלדה כפחד, יישופת, וייתן יישופת, אספונו בלידריש לשם, ויקרו צוים על כל יהודה, so יישופת המלך, he went to the Zais Sore, so he was Geyser Tainis, it was Ma'asef Kol Yehuda. ויקובצו יהודה לבקש מהשם גם מכל אורי יהודה בו לבקש אשר שם ובזרי זה כאילו ויאמר יושבת בקהל יהודה בירושלים בבית השם לפני החוצר החדושו And Yeshopet was mispalo vayoymar Hashem alakei abiseinu alai atuhu alakim bashamayim vayatum moishil bachil mamlecho yisagoyim vayotcha koich agbucho vayin imcho lehisyatsev no one can stand against the Rabbeinu Shalom alai atuhu alikeinu vayrashta es yesh vayhoretz azoysin ufnei amcha Yisrael Rabbeinu Shalom was meirish tizumis vatit noh lezer avrom ayhapcha leyoylam vayyeshvu vo ויבנו לך במקדש לשם חלמר אם טובי the purpose one of the purposes of the מקדש is אם טובי עלינו רע חרב שפיט ודבר ורוב נעמדו לפני הבייס הזה לפניך כי שמך בבייס הזה ונזעק אליך מצורסנו וסישמע בסישיה that's מובטח that's the union of the base המקדש So then Yehoshaphat said, Va'ata hinei v'nei amoin, umoyo, v'har seyer, asher loy nesata li Yisrael lovi behem v'voyim me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki sore me'aleim v'loy hishmidem, then they were not permitted to be loichem with them, v'hinei heim goyim lim aleinu, lovoy l'gorsheinu m'yirushoscha asher e'rashtonu. So he was mispalol aleikeinu aloi sishpat bon, ki ein bonu koyach lifnei ha'amoin ha'rov, as we don't have koyach to fight them, abo aleinu, v'anachto loi neida ma'anase ki olecha ineinu. V'chol Yehuda oimdim uvnei Hashem gam tapom nishayim uvnei. So they were mispalol, Yehoshaphat was mispalol, ganz klar Yisrael was mispalol b'toich ha'tzoyim. ויחזיאל בן זכריו בן בנויו בן יעיל בן מתניו הלוי מבני אוסוף הויסה אול אב רוח השם בסויך הכל ויחזיאל יחזיאל אמר הנבוא ויאמר so he told the אילום הקשיבו כל יהודה ויש וירושלים והמלך יושפות כוי אמר השם לכם אתם אל תירו ואל תחתו מפני המון הרוב הזה, you shouldn't have any fear, כי לא ילחם המלחום, you won't have to make any מלחום, כי לילקים. רבן ישלם הוא תקייב דהו מלחום, מוכר רדו עליהם, הינם אילם במעלה הציץ ומצוסם אויסם בסוף הנחל, פני מדבר ירואל, לא ילחם לילחם בזה, you have nothing to do, ישעצבו עמדו ראו אס ישוע אס השם ימוכם יהודה בירושלים אל תירו ואל תחתו that was their avoided they shouldn't have any fear מוכר צו לפניהם בשם ימוכם so they heard a nevuah בשם השם that the nevuah the tulis was miskabel then it says further וישכימו בבויקה וייצו למדבר תקויה, ובצייסם עומד יהושפט ויאמר, שמעוני יהודי ויש וירושלים, האמינו בהשם אלוקיכם, you should have אמונה, וסיומנו, you should be בני אמונה, האמינו בנביאו והצליחו. You have to have אמונה. זאת אומרת, the כתאי from the פונים יופס, השם לי לא יאירו, I don't fear them. Hashem, ma yasali yod, what can a person do to me already? I feel that there's a zayra kodesh that bal b'chires koya, but if Hashem li lo yira, ma yasali yod. So he told them, haminu b'Hashem aleikeichem, v'sei yomeinu, haminu b'neviyo v'atzlich. V'yivoat el ha'om, so that, well, nothing's happening yet. V'yameid m'shoyririm l'Hashem, ומהללים להדרס קודש בצייס לפני החולות. That means before the army they were מעמד משוררים. ואימרו, הוידו להשם כי לא אילום חזת. So that's the thing הוידו already. ובאיס היחלו ברינו סהילו נוסן השם באורבון אבני אמוין מויה ברסי אבוים להשם ויהוד אבוים ליהוד ואינו גייפו. And they started saying הוידו. So then there was a מפולה in the sun. They did nothing. They just stood there and watched how the Rebbeinu Shalom was making the Mulchom. And this Pasuk, but why didn't they say Ki Toiv? So they didn't say ki toiv because it's not, the Rabbeinu Shloilom is, there's no inyan to say shire, am a palosin shal rishoy. Rabbaren, Zechayin Lavrochem, Mishnes Rabbaren, asks Akasha. Here it says that the Malachim wanted to say shire, bring down our Gemara. The Malachim wanted to say shire, and the Lekorab Zelzer Kololayla, Maise Yodai Toivim Bayom, Va'atam Oimrim Shire. So Mamela, there's no mockim to say shire. So he says, so what's Pshat Oz Yoshe Moshe Bnei Yisrael? So Klal Yisrael did say shire. Why over there, there's no Indian of Maise Yodai Toivim Bayom? So Rabbanan says that there are two inyonim of shire. There's one inyan of shire, of shvach, of akoras atoyib, of haido, and fakert bederech shire, it seems there's a gvaldeke hisrakshis, and that's one inyan of shire. We said there's another inyan of shire. Lahakir yoyser ashashkochosoi v'reime musoi, that a person should recognize better the Hashkoches Hashem, Gadlus Hashem, Yecholus Hashem, Vashire bo letachlus hazeh. The purpose of Shire is that one should have a greater Hakore in Gvuras Hashem. Ki af ma sheha odom roye, what a person sees and witnesses, a person can see something, but it should register by him to that he should understand what he saw and what he's witnessing. So he has to that it should remain by him. It says Vayar Yisrael, Vayiru Ha'om, Vayaminu. Oz Yosher, that means what they saw and what they witnessed and what they believed, then they said Ashire, ki Ashire koivas bahakore Yosher. That means that when a person is sure, it makes a gewaldike roishim, and he understands it better and it becomes an atzmius of it. So Rabbaran says, that's the chilek between the Shire of the Malochim and the Shire of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Malachim are called Oindim. Malachim never understand more than they understood till now. They're always on one Madrege. So by them, the Shire is only Lahalel L'Shabeach. That's the to be B'Shabeach. In that, the Rabbi Yisrael says that Maisa Yodai Toivim Bayom. So Mamele, this is Atzar, this is Kabyochal Atzar for the Rabbeinu Shalom, Mitzad Chazdoi. So there's no Indian of Shvach in Kilus when Maisa Yodai Toivim Bayom. But by the Shire of Mnei Odom, there's an Indian Noisif, Achizuk in Hamokes HaKore Bamune Bashkoche. And fakert, this is necessary. Fakert, the shire, it makes a moiridike aliyah, and the one that is sure, it's a moiridike madreike, the tainus chizki or melech did not say shire. Al kaponim, this shire is male the person. The person is a moiridike aliyah in the hakore, in gvuras Hashem, nashgoche, namune. So fakert, there the shire is very necessary. That was the shire, ki goi go, fakert, there Klal Yisrael b'derech shir, was chazed over the inyonim they witnessed themselves. That's what Rabbaran says. I saw an Emek Broche, he says the same yisod, that the gather of shire is that, he wants to say, the Gemara says that you don't say Shire on a Nes Shebechutz Loret. That's why they weren't Mesakin, one Teresach, they weren't Mesakin Halol on Purim. So he says, what's the Geder? So he says, a Nes of Eretz Yisrael, there's more Hashkoche, there's more Hakorin Gvuras Hashem. So therefore you can say Halol. And that's the chutzlor, it's see the Nesapurim was behester, some of mele that, so this inyan of shire only is only said when one is makir gvuras Hashem. And he brings Rab Chaim said avot, Rab Chaim said that, he says, what if a person will have emunah and be talking Goma that the Rabbeinu Shalom can make a net, will make a nest for him. He's called, Rabbeinu Shalom will make a nest. Can he say hello now? Before, there's no suffix. He's 100% sure the Rabbeinu Shalom can make a nest. Can he say hello? Can the chi of Shira, can be yaitz in the Shira before? There's no suffix in his mind. So Rab Chaim said you cannot say Shira. Rab Chaim wrote a posik. I had be talking, you're gonna do chesed. Yogeli be Yeshua sech, I'm besimcha now because there's going to be a Yeshua. Obo Oshiro Lashem, the Shiris ki gombal Allah. So he explains what is Pshat. So he says, because the Shire is not, he says, if the Inu would be on the Toiva that I'm receiving, so if I'm but two after the Rabbanish is going to be mative to me, it's sure, there's no suffix in my mind, but you can't say the Shire. But the Inyan of Shire is the Hakore Begvuras Hashem. That's the Inyan of Shire. So he says, if you need Hakore, it's a Shire Hashem ki gomal aloy. It can only after you witness it and you see it. So the Emerson, he asks her Ore, we mentioned before, what was the Shire over here we have in this Pasuk? B'tzeis of Neah Cholitz, v'oimrim hoidu l'Hashem ki li'oilam chazdoi. He was mamish fakel for Rab Chaim. He lemaised. They didn't see the nest yet. It was a hoidu l'Hashem. Kitayv they didn't say because. So he says here was he wants to say here there wasn't shira. This was hoidah. This was al tzakoras hatoyv fakel. So they were moided to the Rabbeinu Shalom. They had emunah. That's the hakdama to the parsha. Yehoshaphat told them they should have emunah. So it was a bechina of ani bechazdach of a tachti. There was some mail. There was haido a bashira. This wasn't. Yezahar and Mechilta said that this was one of the asara shiras that was said by Olam. So he buys by a tzarchian on that. But al koponim. So the betzais of neha cholitz beetzim and this inyan of kilus. This is an inyan to be. This is l'shabeyach es Rabbeinu Shloilam. So this is, the Rabbeinu Shalom does not want kilos if it's Maisa Yodai Toivim Bayom. But the Inyan of Shira is what Klal Yisrael said Shira, that was to, it should be embedded in his Gadol, the Hakore of the Klal Yisrael have, to witness the Gvuras Hashem. Zot the Gemara weiter. Rab Abba Bar Kahane Posach, Lo pisre lahai parsha semehoche. Lo odom shetoiv lefonov nosan chochmo vedas. Vesimche, zemor traya tzadik. Lo choyte nosan inyen lesoi velichnois zehoma. Lo seis litoiv lefnei elikim. Zemortchai veester dechsi batosem ester es mortchai al beis homo. La'odam she'toyv lefonam nosav chochmo v'das. Others want to say the chochmo v'das was that he knew the 70 lashonis, and that was why he was able to understand Bikson v'seresh. The Sfasemis wants to say that he knew what to do. He sent Esther in a sakone. Esther pointed that it's not necessary. Saivisai shall be called to Achashverosh pretty soon. It's 30 days. The Goyin says, Pshat, that why'd have to be Moisa Nefesh? Well, what's 30 days? So, Bestama, I'll be going any day. He had the Chochmel, what to do? He knew the Das, the Vayeda Modrai, call Asher Naso. He knew whatever, there was the Das. Ulochoite, Nosan Inyan Lesai Velichnois, Zehoma, Los is Livtoy of Neokim Zamotchai ve Esther. The Sasemis wants to say it's a beautiful word, Lesai Velichnois, that Lochite Nosan Inyan Lesai Velichnois. That means We mentioned before, Haman accomplished a mirror de gezach, gedoyla asores atabas, for memches neviim. So, leicho knois is kol ha-yehudim. The lesser velichnois, that came about through Haman. So he wants to say that that's pshat and posik. Ulechoyte nosan inyin lesser velichnois. What the neviim weren't able to accomplish, this choyte was able to accomplish lesser velichnois. That's what the Sfasemis says. The poshet of pshat is a mirror de kevod from the Shem Mishmul. He asks the posik in the Megillah's Marech that Haman wanted to give money to Achashverosh, and Achashverosh didn't want to take it. So he asks, what is it wichtig to know this whole mice he wanted to give and he didn't want to take? I mean, what can we learn from this? So he says, Amoyre dikizach, that l'maise, all the money that Haman had eventually went to Mordechai. And what happened with all this money? All this money was used to build the Beis HaMikdash. So it's Amoyre dikizach. Haman, who was the one that was Moira that Fakertet should stop building the Beis HaMikdash, his wealth was used, that was the core of the binyan. This was used to build the Beis. So he says, it's the Chashod that Achashverosh should take some of his money. So that's why the Megillah is Marich, the Fakertet tell us, Achashverosh would have taken the money. The Beis HaMikdash Musavi shouldn't take the money, that there should be more money. So the mele so fakert old olachite nosan inyan lesser velichna yisrael haman. That means it was a moira de kaisha haman, and the whole purpose was this losses l'toyv lifnei lekim ze mordechai v'yester d'chsiv batosem ester as mordechai al beis haman. Rabo bar oifron posach lo pisra lahai parshese mehoch. Vesamti kisi be'elam, bavati misham, melech vesorim, melech zuvashti, there was a besondere hashgoche in Elam, that bavati misham, melech vesorim. Melech zuvashti, vesorim zehomom, baseres bonov. Let us see what Rashi says, vesamti, Kisi be'elam, shushan habira oisa be'elam, t'chsiv b'seifa d'niel, b'shushan habira asher be'elam ha'medine. Let us see, Taisvis, Rabbe bar oifron garsinen, the loy garsinen efroim, the shem rishoim yirkov, v'loy maski b'shmayu, so mistome, his name was oifron. Yeah. Rav Dimi bar Yitzhak posuch la pisra lai parshese mehoche ki avodim anachnu v'avduseinu lo yazavonu olekeinu v'yat oleinu chesed v'fnei malchei poras emesai bizman homo. So Rashi says ki avodim anachnu posuchu b'seifa ezre b'seifa v'yat oleinu chesed v'fnei Lifnei Malchei Poras Losses Oleinu Michyo, that our whole chiyus came about, that they were the one, the Malchei Poras, Bisman Homa, they were the ones that gave us chiyus.